Welcome to episode 287 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and a whole lot more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, Linza, and Donna. We're also super thrilled to welcome back to the podcast for tonight's episode another Outlandarian, Laura.
I'm blushing.
As we record, we are deep into the social distancing mandate by our various governments. We're each happy to be part of the reason the curve is flattening because we cannot wait to travel safely again. In the meantime, we're exploring ways we can alleviate our travel withdrawal symptoms. Tonight, we want to talk about a classic pastime related to travel that has seen a resurgence recently and has absolutely changed with the times: scrapbooking. So let's get started. So, as probably the foremost expert on scrapbooking, who can tell me what scrapbooking is?
I bet you can guess. Right. So, Donna,
I can probably guess.
Do you have a good definition?
Well, basically, I take all of my travel photos, but I also collect lots of memorabilia, like train ticket stubs and museum ticket stubs and business cards from restaurants that I really like, and napkins and things like that, and put them all together. And it's all that kind of stuff that you saved from your senior year in high school, too. Same kind of thing. And you put it into a book that you can come back and look at.
Scrapbooking is a way to you put your memories in a format that will encourage people to look at them and to continue to relive those memories. And it can be done digitally, and it can be done kind of the old-fashioned way, which is on paper.
I think sort of the evolution, it's like that slideshow that nobody ever wanted to see but were forced to see, except for now it's actually kind of pretty and in a format where you don't have to sit there for hours to watch the slideshow. You can flip through it politely and then stop yes. when it catches your eye. But then also for the person putting the scrapbook together, they can put in a lot of love and art. And I mean, you can make it as artistic, or the photo that I included for the cover of this is one of my scrapbook pages, and I am not artistic at all, so it's not that great. But some people can do calligraphy and draw doodles and, you know, really like make it amazing. So, but whatever level you are, it's perfect.
And these are legacy projects. These are things that you can actually hand down to your children. And then they can cherish them just as much because you made this thing for them, whether it's, you know, baby books or vacation traveling or family travel or leisure or businesses, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's not only the photographs, it's the documentation that goes along with it. So it's the chance to kind of retell a story, to explain what was happening in a picture, so that years don't go by and people are up in the attic trying to pull photographs out of a box and they're stuck together and people are like, who's in this picture and what are they doing?
What year is this?
Exactly.
So is a scrapbook sort of an evolution from the old, you know, acrylic page photo albums of the past, where it used to be just photos and then people started to put their park tickets and little odds and ends? And is that what it came in to be?
Yep. And yes. There was this realization that old acrylic scrapbook is not archival. So what ended up happening was your photos started browning, or your paper, like if you had thermal paper, good note, it's gone, you know, like, oh, what like was this? It was a receipt or something.
Would fall out. And
yeah.
It just wasn't sticky anymore.
So sort of the evolution then, and I would say the 80s and 90s was to use, archival paper and glue that would not, you know, damage the paper. And so instead of having that sort of peel back, use this sticky stuff and then peel this cover over it, it turned into sort of a much more free form, because then you could even put like, you know, lumpy things. You could put a button that fell off of your shirt when you were, you know, climbing Mount Everest, or, you know, whatever you wanted to save, you could do, you could make it a little bit more tactile as well. Whereas with the old acrylic, you couldn't do that. I mean, the most important thing is that it doesn't brown, like it doesn't decay on you.
Yeah, that the paper that you're putting it on doesn't add to the acceleration of the photo's aging and to the quality of the photo. So, yeah. And I had a couple of Disney albums that I did. My husband was a huge Disney fan, and one of the things that I loved most when we went to Disney World was getting the pennies, flat pennies. And so I have a whole page just dedicated to those pennies, and they're around the edge of it. And I have, you know, like what world each penny came from. And now it made those pages really heavy, so I had to back the pages. But I put it right in the middle of the album, so it had the most support. But that was a way that I could keep them all together, keep them laid out, didn't have to worry about a grandchild picking one up and taking it home or putting it in his mouth or whatever. But, and people could look at it and want to name each one. And so that, you know, that's kind of one of the, when you get these souvenirs, are like, what am I going to do with this?
And you can mix those media. So you could say, okay, here's like the three pennies I pressed in Future World, and add some photos of those with those pennies. So there's only three pennies on the page. And you can even tell the story about how you realized you'd run out of pennies and you had to run over to the concession stand and ask them to change a dime, or, you know, whatever your funny story is about that. You can actually document that so that later. And it's amazing, because I think when I first started scrapbooking, and I think Donna scrapbooked way longer than I did, and Laura as well, you start doing it and you're like, okay, it can almost start becoming a little bit tedious, especially if you're scrapbooking something you just did. But then you look back on it and you're like, I would never have remembered that detail ever in a million years if I hadn't written it down.
You have little pages that you can they've got lines on them, and so you can actually, it has writing space, because I mean I can't write in a straight line, I'm not
yeah,
so it's really nice to have little pages made out of the lignin free and acid free paper that have lines that you can actually write a little anecdote or something on there.
Yeah, you can journal on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been scrapbooking since 1994. It's probably my longest, outside of cooking and caring for children. It's probably my longest standing hobby, and probably the thing I've spent the most money on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then when people started to go from, a lot of people decided they just didn't want to do, scrapbooking anymore. Paper scrapbooking, they wanted to go to digital scrapbooks. I started to inherit box, you know, they're like, I'll give you everything in this Rubbermaid tote for $5. So now I live in this 3-room apartment, but I have a basement filled. I probably have easily, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I probably have $4,000 worth of scrapbooking stuff down there. Mm-hmm.
I think I might have you beat.
You know, and I also, kind of in my former life, I also had 13 grandchildren, so, and a group of women who I scrapbooked with, we scrapbooked every one Friday a month for 11 years.
Oh.
All of us.
So, that's the thing is, like, it's a community, right? You build these lifelong friendships.
Yep. And then we would travel together and you know, each be like, did you get this picture? Did you get this picture? That, you know, and give each other tips and look for good, you know, it's just a great way. And the thing that I love about it is, you know, there's this kind of the standard scrapbook album is 12 by 12. That's the standard size. And you can even go one bigger than that, but those get like really big. but I love that you can say we were all to go together to, like, there's a convention this year that you guys are all hoping to go to at Disneyland, and I wanted to, and I lived in the same city, and I wanted to give you each a gift, that I could give you a small 4x6 or 2x3 album that I could make for you with just certain pictures that had you and me, or certain pictures that had you winning awards, or certain pictures of places we went or meals that we had or whatever. So I love that, and I've done this for a couple of my clients where I've made them a very small album of their trip. So as they're putting pictures on Facebook, I'm printing them off. Because it just so happens that the toner I get from my computer comes with a pack of photo paper in here. So I'll print them off and send them a very small album. And I think that, you know, if people who are listening are considering this, they don't, you know, it's a great thing to do for kids if you've been on a trip, mm-hmm. you know, of pictures of them that you don't get intimidated because you think, oh, either I couldn't pay attention or I just don't want to take that long. The small albums are a great option too. You know, they're, you know, like I said, 2x3 or 4x6, they're small. And you can think, you know, we went to Germany and I loved the meals we had there. And I just want to take pictures. I want to keep all the pictures of the amazing meals we have there because I want to cook with them or whatever. You know, I want to try and replicate them. You could just do a scrapbook album of that. So
I think that's a great idea.
That with
a picture on one side and then the recipe on the other side. And then maybe like leave a space for what, in my case, it'd be like nailed it.
Oh, that's a great idea, actually. Post the original and then you are at it. That's fantastic. Yeah. And you know, the interesting thing is, I think as I've gotten older, I've moved to digital because it's easier. I don't have to print the pictures. I don't have to, and because I'm not super artistic, it's not as intimidating, which it can be very intimidating. But the weird thing is my kids, I'll pull out a photo album and they will just be enamored with it. And it makes me sad that I haven't actually been doing that for them because they're looking at, you know, my wedding album is just fascinating to them. And I remember being fascinated by my mother's wedding album. And I think that we sort of lost that. So somewhere along the way, paper scrapbooking is still super valuable. Donna, do you still do it?
I don't have really much time, especially when we're going crazy. So what I like to do is actually go to weekend scrapbook retreats because I can go for 4 days and I can get about 40 pages done in one fell swoop, and I don't have to pull everything out and put it all back away and carry it here and carry it there. So by doing that, then I usually, I work on the kids, you know, albums. I work on vacation albums. I work on, you know, trips and things like that. Cause usually that's and weddings. Those are the main reasons that people scrapbook, is because they want to remember a trip, they've got children, or they're doing their wedding. So trips are one of those biggies, and there's lots of papers and letters and stickers and little die cuts and things like that you can do for travel. All you gotta do is go over to Michael's, go down their scrapbooking aisle, and you will be amazed.
Spend a few hundred dollars.
Yes, you can.
It's not, you don't have to spend all that much. But one of the things that I do is, and I'm sure Donna's done this too at some of her retreats, but we call it power layouts. And I have a like a church size table that's my desk, and I'll clear it all off and I'll lay out I'll put about 6 or 8 or 10 12x12 pages down. And then on top of those pages, I'll just start dropping photos. So it's, you know, I'll drop the photos. Then once all the photos are there, then I pick out all the colors for that. And then I pick out all the stickers for that. And then I layer them one on top of the other. So when
I kind of do it a little differently because I'm usually doing two albums, one for Connor and one for Alex at the same time. So I'll do a 4-page layout and basically split up the pictures. It's like, okay, 2 of these for Connor and 2 of these for Alex, and then do it. And it's all the same thing, but I've done it for 2 different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then either when I'm on, you know, not just during this time, but oftentimes there are some of the suppliers we work with that have long hold times. I just pull out a page and it gives me like a little break. It stops me from going crazy from their hold music. you know, and I can work on just a little part of a page, even if I can just get one picture back while I'm listening, you know, it kind of keeps me engaged with things. I also pull it out when I'm watching TV. I'll just pull out a page a night while I'm watching TV. And I do cards the same way with some of the, once again, using pictures of clients or friends of mine. I'll print them off from Facebook or whatever, and I'll send them a thinking of you card, and on it will be a picture of someplace they've traveled. You know, so they've got that card to put up.
That's a great idea. I've made thank you cards for really card parties, but I've never put pictures on them before.
Mm-hmm.
And those pictures are so key. And the other thing about scrapbooking is it's not just the pictures. It's the, like, I have my cruise ticket from my cruise from Venice to Nice that, I mean, it was 93, I think. But it's so, I mean, it was a paper ticket. Like, you don't have those anymore. And in my college scrapbooks, I have all of my report cards. You know, but it's kind of fun to go back and look at them and see what my schedules were. And
Elizabeth, I know that you've done quite a few like Broadway shows with your kids, you know. One of my clients actually has an album and it's every page is a different show that she's been to. And it's the tickets from the show and the the playbill from the show. Right. And sometimes now at shows they do, especially with touring shows, they'll do the like Broadway Cares or Equity Cares, and you get pictures with the cast. Or as you walk up, I know at DPAC, when you go up the elevator, the escalator right at the top, sometimes with the touring shows, there's like a little setup where you can take a picture. You know, so she's got those pictures in there. And she has two albums now filled with all the Broadway, you know, either touring or places she's been. And she said people love to look at them, and she, it brings back all these memories for her. So, you know, I have a client that's done one of her cruises. It's just her cruises album. And she does 2 pages per cruise. So she can go through and look back at all her cruises, you know, and it's just a way of keeping everything together in one place. So.
Well, and I always grab business cards for restaurants. Especially when I'm traveling overseas, because I'm not going to remember the name of that restaurant. But if I put it in my scrapbook, I can go back. Oh, what was that name of that restaurant? So I can refer it to a client and say, hey, you know, when you're in Florence, you got to look for La Grotta Guelfa. Best lasagna I've ever had in my life. And it was so good, I went there back twice while I, on the same trip. So go try this restaurant. If you're in Rome, this restaurant, go to this restaurant. Or if you're in Munich, try this one. And it makes it a lot more personal when we're planning trips for people to be able to remember those things. And the same thing for yourself. I mean, I remember those restaurants because I grabbed a business card on my way out.
Yep. And I think if you're sitting at home going, well, how can I relive my memories now without spending hours and hours scrapbooking? You can go with themes. You could be like, okay, I'm going to pick a meal that I had on each trip, or I'm going to pick a building that I saw on each trip, or I'm going to pick, like, you can pick a theme and cover several trips all at once, or you could just focus on one trip and say, that trip to Germany I took, that was the best trip of my life and I want to remember it. So, I mean, I have 2 scrapbooks from my trip to Greece because I loved it so much and I ran out of pages and I was like, I'm not done yet. I need to keep making this. So I couldn't, no more would fit into that book. I had to move over to another book. And I had this really great book too. It had like this Grecian urn on it. So I was like, it's perfect. But no more was going into that book. So, so I started a second one because I had to finish out that trip. But then there are other trips where I'm like, oh, I don't necessarily need that scrapbook. Again, now that I see how my kids are fascinated by it, it's, you know, if you have the time and you have the artistic inclination, it is a great way to do it. And now the way that the evolution of the scrapbook, we went back to now that you can get these scrapbooks that are like slip-in pocket pages. So you can put in a journaling card and you can put in a photo and then you can put in some sort of decorative card, and it sort of allows you to not have to use the glue. And it's sort of a combo of the old acrylic thing where you just stick things down and then slap the cover over it, and the glue where you're like gluing stuff and cutting out paper and punching holes and stuff. It's sort of a nice blend between the two where you just sort of make these pre-made, you have these pre-made pieces and you slip them in almost like a baseball card collection.
Well, I think one of the great things about it is that there's a style for everybody. So if what you like is being on the computer and that's where you feel creative, you can do that. You know, I'm kind of the weirdo in the bunch in terms of both scrapbooking. You know, there's all these, there's a machine called the Cricut where you, it's cost a lot to buy it and you can buy all these programs for it and all these fonts for it. You know, I still like my pencil and my marker. You know, it's like people keep trying to buy me, you know, air fryers and bread machines.
I love
my
air fryer.
You know, because I love to cook. You know, but so they want to buy me, what is it? the thing you put vegetables in that chops it up real quick.
I'm thinking, a chopper.
A veggie processor, you know, or whatever they're called now. And I don't want all the gadgets. I like my little hand. I'm sorry, I've got something in my eye under my contact. I've got, you know, I like my knife in my hand and feeling it and kneading the dough. I love that.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question. If you were thinking, okay, this sounds cool. Maybe I will make this scrapbook for this thing coming up. And I have no idea. Like, I know you said you could walk down the aisles of Michael's, but is there like, I mean, how do you get started? Well, like, what do? Just go pick a book you like, and then, like, I wouldn't even know what to do to get started. You know?
No, there's several multi-level marketing class groups out there. Creative Memories, Stampin' Up, Close to My Heart. Start with them. Because they'll teach you how to make cards or things like that. Very, very simple things. And it's a small project. You do it in like 2 hours. And of course it's, you know, they want you to buy stuff afterwards.
That's why I started going to the card parties, because I've been hoarding scrapbooking supplies for decades now. And every time we went to Disney, I would get a new theme pack of like, I have the Pirate and Princess Party pack, y'all. That's how long I've been hoarding all this stuff, but I got these great albums and these things, and I saved all my stuff in a bin and never touched it because I was always afraid to start because I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know what do we put on the first page? Does it have to be the first day? Where's my direction on this? And I'd go in the scrapbooking store and I'd get overwhelmed because these people are like professionals. I mean, they got the tool bags, they got their wheelie tote, they got their, you know, it's very intimidating. So I started going to card parties and discovered I liked making cards more than the idea of putting scraps. So my scrapbooking stuff's got a little dust on it. I might have to blow off, but
although you can make cards out of it.
I'm really interested to hear about the digital options, because as somebody who hasn't printed a photo out in like, I don't even know how long. And I take a lot of pictures.
Well, probably the simplest option is something like Snapfish.
Snapfish?
Yeah. Snapfish. So it's a basically, you can send off your pictures to get them printed, but they can also put them into like a hardbound book, and you can pick different backgrounds and things like that. Now, you can't put all the memorabilia necessarily in it, but at least you can have your pictures arranged properly, and you know, you can crop them and organize them, and they'll fit perfectly in the little frames and things like that.
You can put like descriptions on there too. Like there's places to type in more.
Yes.
Because I've actually made several of those photo books for different trips for my kids. But it's all digital. There's no like flyers or tickets or things like none of that extra stuff.
Correct.
You know, it's all just.
But there's also programs like Day One, which is a journaling program. It's sort of designed for almost for journaling, for like, this is what happened today and this is how I'm feeling about it. But it has room for photos and things, so you can actually make a travel journal. And I actually did our Hong Kong travel journal in that. And it's nice because every night when you're done, you just sit down and pop in your pictures from the day and write things down when they're really fresh, like from that day. And I actually just started using something called Zinnia, Zinnia. And it's very flexible. Like it has stickers that where, you know, you can pull over a little flower and put it right on there, and themes and things. And they have travel pages that have map backgrounds and things like that. So it is all digital then. It's not, I mean, I haven't tried to print it out, but the nice thing is you can, at the end of the day, sit down and you can almost treat it like a journal. Well, it is a journal, and you can treat it as however you want. You can say, this is what I did today. Or if it's a day you didn't travel, you could be like, this is the trip I booked for somebody today, and I'm really excited that they're going to get to go to Disney World, or whatever you want to do to sort of finish off your day. And so you can then have almost a daily scrapbook. And so those projects that are, you know, 365 days or whatever, where you're supposed to take a picture every day, or you can actually do that in these online journals very, very easily without pulling it. You know, Laura is like, I can pull this out when I'm watching TV. I'm like, I could not pull that out while I'm watching TV. It's like in a shelf, like off in a corner, you know, I don't have it easily accessible. I could change that probably, but I like being able to, you know, I mean, my jammies, and I'm sitting in bed, and I'm just like, before I go to sleep, I'm just going to download the day. And if I took a picture of my dog that day, I can just pop it in there.
That's a really neat idea.
So Sandy, when you were asking, I don't want to, I want just wanted to come back to that quick when you said how would I get started? The first thing that came to mind is that you went with Ellie in her class to London mm-hmm. and to England. And that, you know, the thing that I thought is, and that you guys were going to go and do a race together, weren't you?
We were supposed to do it today.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, you know, that you might be able to like start, where is she in high school?
She's a junior. So she's
junior. About, yeah. So, you know, but even be able to start something for her, like, you know, that, and that you might be able to go to Michael's and they have some packs that are like Europe packs or London packs, or just look for some London, you know, they call them die cuts. They're just paper that you have to stick onto the page. And it, you should pretty easily be able to start, you know, that maybe you and her would do the album together, or whatever. So I think that, you know, I used to be part of Creative Memories, and that's what I taught from for a long time. And but I also think that, you know, if a place like Michael's is a, you know, is handy to you, and once we're able to go into, you know, stores like that have a lot of people, that you would be surprised at, you know, between the souvenirs you brought home, the things, the memorabilia you brought home, and from that trip, how easily you and her might be able to kind of recall that together and, you know, have that as a project together. So
here's another problem is my boys are constantly telling me that Ellie's my favorite.
I mean, you could do it with them too, but they probably don't want to.
I probably need to think of something, but their albums would not be as full because they don't hang out with me like she does. So.
Well, I'll tell
you. So what you're saying is Ellie is your favorite. Is that what you're saying?
They don't listen to this. So
one of the things that I did for my niece and nephew, and this doesn't have to do as much with traveling, but I was putting together scrapbooks for them. And every year I had a list of questions I would ask them. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite song? What's your favorite show? What's your favorite color? Who are your best friends? That kind of thing. So that is like that page is consistent in theirs. And then I would write them a letter that year about who I saw them becoming and how much I love being their aunt or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And that some of our memories from that year. So you may be able to do some of your boys with that also, you know, is to kind of do, you know, you've raised two boys and they're, one's in junior college, right? Or community college. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're starting to form, you know, and the other ones, Ellie's, are they twins?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, so, you know, that may be a way to begin to connect with them too, is something like that, you know, especially between now and the next 10 years of their life kind of thing.
And if you don't know anybody who does Creative Memories or Stamp It Up, is Creative Memories still a thing?
It is. They declared bankruptcy and restructured, but they opened back
up. Okay. Okay. I wasn't sure. I had remembered them going under.
I have 40 blank albums if you need one.
But also Michael's or any craft store actually often has classes. And one of the nice things about that, and I think we can all speak from experience on this, is if you go to a store to do your scrap night, you have free reign, so you basically can buy as you need. So I actually used to do this when I was much younger, and actually when I was working on my Grease albums, I was dating a professional actor, and he would work from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., right? So I would go to these midnight scraps that would end at 1 a.m., and then I'd go meet him, and we'd go to Waffle House for our date. I know, super romantic. My husband's behind me going, that's classy. But whatever. But I would get a lot of scrapbooking done, and it was great.
Look, because Waffle House is a great date.
But I could actually, like, we didn't necessarily go to Waffle House. Sometimes we went to IHOP or whatever, Denny's, whatever was 24 hours, Perkins. But so I could get a lot done during that time, and I wasn't doing anything anyway. So, and because I was in the store, I'd be like, oh, I need green paper. I'll go get a sheet of green paper. You could buy it by the sheet and just get what you needed. So that was kind of a nice way to start, actually, was to, you know, be there and, you know, I'll buy this pack of stickers because I know I can use them right now.
Well, and we're talking a lot about children and families, but I don't want to forget your parents, mm-hmm. you know, who, you know, and I'm going to come back to Sandy, but, you know, who's your parents have done like some Alaska cruises and stuff like that. And we know that oftentimes as, you know, I mean, I'm going to be 59 this year, so I just throw myself in this category. But as we age, it's harder to remember our memories. So I actually sent a couple of my scrapbooks to a friend of mine whose mom has taken several trips. And all the kids were taking turns putting pages together. And so that she could have something to kind of flip through and remember them and that kind of thing. So it's a great gift, you know, especially if you're looking for a birthday gift or Christmas gift or anything like that. It's a great thing to give your parents to kind of help them recount. And, you know, when I was working on my niece and nephews, often what I would do is I'd put together 4 or 5 pages. And then when I go and visit my sister, I'd hand her the pen and say, your job by the time I leave is to document, you know, tell me what all the things that were happening in these pictures.
It's such a great, it sounds like such a great organized way to keep track of your memories, because I was just going through boxes of my trips, and I, of course, never scrapbooked. So I have little notes written on random hotel paper and random backs of things. And I'm like, why was I saving this? And I flip it over and I have my notes from the day or something I wanted to remember. And it's all stuff that I had forgotten until I reread it. And I wish that I had done it more in a more neat and organized fashion. I love the app that you were talking about, Elizabeth. I'm going to have to definitely start using that, because my current method is I've been doing notes in my phone and just making lists of notes and little like restaurants and things like that, taking pictures of the of restaurant gift, or like Donna collects the business cards. I take pictures of either the restaurant name or the business card of the menu or whatever. But another place to go for inspiration, and I've been doing this a lot for other things, is YouTube. Oh my gosh, we're all stuck at home right now. There are so many experts on YouTube who have done just about everything. I mean, that's where I researched all of my journals and planners I was thinking about buying, and who knew there were 50 million videos you could watch comparing all of that stuff. And I'm sure there's lots of tutorials about how to start a page and just start with one thing. Like Laura was saying, just start with that one. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my favorite travel. Instead of trying to go back and recreate a whole book for one trip, I'm going to take my favorite memories from each trip and put them in one.
Mm-hmm. So George, you have the Cricut, right?
I have a Silhouette, actually.
So what's the difference?
Do you scrapbook?
It's the same type of thing, just different company. I use it to cut vinyl, and I know you can cut paper and all kinds of other stuff with it. I've just never done that. I've pretty much stuck with vinyl.
Do you make shirts? Is that what you do with it?
I make shirts, or I make mugs, or I guess anything you can stick vinyl on, I stick vinyl on.
You can even make like wall art, yeah.
Yep, you sure can. All right, so before we wrap the show up, does anybody have any last minute comments for our listeners?
I think overall it's just important to keep your memories somehow. Like, do something to keep those memories and share them with others.
I'm inspired.
Yep, sounds like some good advice. I need to get all these creative ladies. Now I want to see all you.
It doesn't have to take a lot of time. I mean, basically you could work on a page for about 30 minutes every night. And then, I mean, before you know it, you'll be done.
Well, that sounds good. And that's our show for this week. So thanks for hanging out with us. We'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. A special thanks to Laura for stopping in to join us. We miss you,
Laura.
You.
Yay!
Miss you guys too.
On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.